what, man. I'm just excited to be here. I'll tell you what, I ain't nervous or nothing. Now, I had to talk to God on my way out here. I said, I'm not going to let that awkwardness and that nervousness steal the word or steal the message. Now, I may get a little bit emotional because it's my first time speaking, and God has done so much for me, man. I could talk. Man, I talk my kids to death. I talk their ears off. They get tired of hearing about it. My friends, if I have anybody come over to band practice on Monday, they're like, are we ever going to play? Are we ever going to get around to playing? Are you going to preach? You know, so, man, God's just, man, he's crucified everything about my life, and that's the only reason I'm up here, you know, because, but I'm going to get straight to it, guys. I'm going to, unless God does something with me and has me go in another way, I'm just going to go to the scripture. I've got a few scriptures that I studied before I come out tonight. So turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. And all the answers are in here is what I found out. Everything you need to know about life is right here in the Word of God. I went for 38 years, not nowhere. 33, I guess, is when God really done something to me. But I went for 33 years hearing the Word, but never putting it to work in my life. You know, I knew it was there. So all the answers are right here, man. It's very wonderful. Therefore, we do not give up, even though our outer person is being destroyed. Our inner person is being renewed day by day. For our momentary light affliction is producing for us an absolutely incomparable eternal weight of glory. So we do not focus on what is seen, but we focus on what is unseen. Hey, for what is seen is temporary, before what is unseen is eternal. Now, as just a Christian coming in and out of church, Brother Angelo probably read that to me 100 times, and it went through one ear and out the other. It never sat in my heart. I never knew what it meant. Never cared what it meant. But man, that scripture means the world to me. I know I'm going to heaven, and that scripture right there is everything. Everything that you see doesn't matter. Everything that is unseen is what matters. And that's where we got to be. What's not being seen? Our feelings. We can't see them. We've got to control them feelings, or they're going to lead us in the wrong way. We got to control them feelings. We got to get spiritual. The more spiritual you get, the closer you're going to get to God, the more you're going to accomplish your goals, your dreams. That's where life is for the Christians that really believe in God, man. It's a spiritual thing. You know what Paul's telling us right here is that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. We're not even, you know, that's all this is we're spiritual beings having a human experience. You know, so, but my intentions are to challenge everybody to get in that, man, because when I found all that out, I had to really search with all my heart. I got down on my knees and I was going through some things in life. And, you know, I didn't have nobody to turn to but God. So, a little nervous still, but I'll shake it off. But when I figured all that out, you know, I got down on my knees and I asked God. I said, man, if you know my name and all this is true, I've never disrespected you. My whole life I've heard the word. I may have never searched with you with all my heart. You know, I said, but I'm down here now. And I said, I need you. You know what I mean? I said, so if you got my back and you want me to represent you, I said, I'll represent you to the fullest. I said, I'll represent your brand. I said, man, I'll do it like nobody's done it. You know what I mean? I said, but let me know something. Give me facts. I've always been factual. I said, if I see it, then there ain't no telling me anything different. A little bit later, come to my phone. It said, search with me with all your heart, and then you'll find me. A verse just come to my phone random. And so that was a message that I perceived that as a message from God. And so I got into the scripture, and I began to just really search. I thought, well, how do you search for something with all your heart? You know, and I thought, well, if I was searching for my lady with all her heart, with all my heart, you know, I'd do it this way. If I was searching for something that I really wanted in the world with all my heart, I'd do it this way. And I began to search for God like that, man, and things just started working out. I mean, I'm at year 4 now of searching with him with all my heart. And my goodness, man, it just keeps getting better every day. I wake up with celebrating life. It's not like it was before. where I woke up wondering what I was going to do. Man, I wake up at 4:37 every morning praising God. As soon as my feet hit the floor, I'm saluting the Lord, going, man, what are we doing? I'm in the scripture, man. I'm loving it. You said a scripture one time. You read a scripture one time, and it said a newborn will thirst like for milk. You know, they'll be like, and that's what it is. You know when you are getting there because you really have that thirst. You have that thirst, man, and you're like, the word is just like a movie. You're reading the gospel. You're reading Paul. You're reading these letters that he sent to the churches, and you're going, wow. It's just blowing my mind. You know what I mean? But that's where I'm at in life. But I'll get back to the, okay. But anyway, so that's where I'm at. Take some time out and read a little bit of scripture throughout your day. You know, not the ones we grew up on. John 3:16, we should know that by now. You know, Lord, Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. We grew up on that. You know, them are good scriptures, but we need to get equipped. Figure out what the word is saying about our spiritual beings. And don't rush it. Take time with God, and he'll take time with you. You know, this word's alive, and it's breathing. It really is. You know, and prepare the night before. You know, I know, maybe you don't know how to do that. Prepare the night before. You know, you wake up, and your day's scattered out. You don't know what you're doing. Know what you're going to study. Have the scriptures laid out the night before. Research. Know what you're going to research as soon as you get up. When you learn something and it's inspiring to you, write it down. You know, prepare sermons for your family. Even if it's just you and your kids, prepare those sermons and preach at your house. Preach that word to your kids and to your husbands, to your wives, and it'll get in you and it'll become you. You know, but until they're well able. Do it until they're well able and they start preaching back. You know, eventually they'll get it and they'll start preaching back. And that's what I want, a family that just preaches at you, you know, and just inspires you. Every time you turn around, you got a team set up around you that you can't lose. Man, you're on a winning streak because the people that you've set around you are hitting you with scripture and hitting you with truth and hitting you with motivation and inspiration. And that's the way it's supposed to be. I believe that that's the way God intended us to be. We're a family. We're a church. We're all, when we see somebody hurting for this, we're supposed to come to them and, hey, but they're supposed to receive it too. But Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Yeah. While turning to this, I'll proceed to set the scene. So Moses had just died, and God is appointing Joshua as the new leader for the Israelites. Okay? And as they're getting ready to cross the Jordan River, God takes Joshua to the side, and he's preparing him to lead the Israelites. And he's telling Joshua, he's saying, look, he said, here is the book. He said, this is the book of instructions. He said, don't let it depart from your mouth. He said, recite it day and night so that you may carefully observe everything written in it. Now, even just reading that, you know, that scripture, let's carefully take a look at everything written in it. Even the word, a look at the word recite it day and night. The word recite. You look up the definition of recite. You look up the definition recite. And it means to repeat out loud or to declaim from memory. From memory and before an audience. But that's what recite means. You know, so it probably means what it says, you know. That's what God wants you to do. And that's why I'm standing up here today, because I looked up recite, you know. And it says, if you do this, then you will succeed in everything you do and you'll be blessed. So there are thousands of books out here, man, that give you insight and advice to be successful. You know, you got the power of positive thinking. You've got As a Man Thinketh. There's all kind of bestsellers. You know, 5 million copies translated into 15 different languages. People read these books and listen to the audios, and then they wonder why they're not successful. The only one that's successful is the one writing them, because they've been in the scripture, and they'll tell you that they were inspired by the scripture to write the book, so they prosper from them. But you're not in the scripture. You're listening to their books that they're writing, but you're not getting the spirit in you that's leading them to prosper. So, you know, a lot of times you're just backwards. You're on the right track, but you're doing the wrong thing, you know. So Even Vince Norman, he wrote the book The Power of Positive Thinking, and he tells you, man, all his whole book is based off of the Bible. You know, he got all that from the Bible. But the point I'm trying to make, man, is you can have all the advice, all the knowledge in the world, but if you're not equipped to use it, you know, you don't have the wisdom and the instructions, it does you no good. If God says the Bible is your instruction manual that you come with, you know, I want to know what it says about me. I want to know what I'm capable of, you know, and I'm going to figure it out. That should be our life goal. That should be on the top of your list. And if this is your instruction manual and you can't be put together until you figure this thing out, that should be on the top of your to-do list every morning. Figure it out. You can't get it the first time. It's not meant to be read from front to back. It's meant to be read in portions and broke down and prayed through. And, you know, turn with me to John 14, verses 12. And this is Jesus. And this is, I think it was in his departure letter. He was getting ready to go on the cross. And this, and if we believe everything this Bible says, and you are, you know, you're reading it, you believe it, you're coming to church, you're one of the men and women, you're a dedicated Christian, you believe what the Word says, you believe in God, you've got to believe this Scripture. You know, we should be the people that don't have problems. We should be the people that all the outsiders look at and they go, why are they so blessed? Why are they doing so good? You know, when he says, when the pastor says, does anybody have any needs? God should already have our needs taken care of, because our faith and what Jesus says right here, you know, we're taken care of, but we got to believe it in our heart. Anything that you want from him, he's got you, but this is what you got to do in order to get that. If you love me, you will keep my commands, and I will ask the Father. He will give you another counselor to be with you forever. He is the Spirit of truth, the Word of... Excuse me, sorry. I assure you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do. And he will do even greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. You've got to believe it in your heart, and you've got to ask him. I asked him, my heart was thumping, boom, 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 boom. I said, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, Jesus, to let my heart start thumping or stop thumping. And it slowed down as I asked him again and again. My heartbeat started slowing down, He does everything. You just got to ask him. And, you know, he's got a program and a process. But it's very wonderful. All right, so I guess what I'm trying to get at here is we can't casually try to seek God a little here and a little there and expect to really find him. We must dive into it mentally, spiritually, physically, go on a journey with God. This type of seeking doesn't happen at church on Sunday morning. This type of seeking doesn't happen when you're reading your daily bread from the app that's sending you scriptures and you're going through your every morning because you pray every day. This happens when you lay aside everything and focus on finding him. Our hearts weren't designed to focus on several things at once. Some of you are saying, how do I know when I'm seeking him with all my heart? You know, because I asked myself that before. And you'll know, because you'll get to a point in your journey when the word becomes so real, it just crucifies everything in your life. Like I was saying earlier, every situation, everything is just, you can see him in it. You'll study and research for hours at a time, and it will seem like minutes. You know, you'll go over what you have learned in your mind as you carry out your day and your responsibilities. There won't be a day that passes away that you haven't had a conversation with Christ. It just doesn't happen. You'll know you're there because you talk to him every day. There's not a day he's first. He's all day long. He's just there every day, all day. And, you know, you sing about him. I write songs about him. He inspires me because I couldn't describe my love for him. I've wrote many songs, and one day I hope to sing them up here when I get music and the instrumentals behind them and all that. But that's the only way I can describe him is through music and through pictures and stuff. He's just been that good to me that words cannot describe him, you know. But because his way of approach to those who do this is so poetic, there are no words in the dictionary or anywhere else that can describe him. God is able to judge your ideas, your thoughts. He weighs your heart. He knows your intentions. He has the answers and for everything in life. He holds the key to the door of eternal life. And the reason I'm teaching this subject today is because if you all knew how powerful the Word was, if every one of you would be teaching from it and reciting it, like God was telling Joshua, you know, that's how it's a powerful, powerful Word. And it's doing wonders in my life. And if everybody knew it like I did, they would be up here and they would push past that feeling of, I can't do it, because I could have very easily told Kelly, no, well, let's wait till next Sunday or till I'm prepared. I could have very easily done that, but I don't want to wait around. I want what God's got for me. I want the perfect plan, and I want it now. It's as quick as I can possibly get it. God, I'm going to stand up and be nervous for you. I'll be scared for you. I'll fight for you. Whatever you got going, I'm right there riding with you. You know, in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, says, I solemnly charge you before God and Christ, who's going to judge the living and the dead. So proclaim the message. Persist in it, whether it's convenient or not. Rebuke, correct, and encourage with great patience and teaching. Now listen to me. There's a process in which the Father makes himself known to you. And it happens when you search with all your heart. Amen? He's really been good to me. I could talk about him all day when I get comfortable up here, real comfortable. You know, I feel like I could do some things when I feel, but you know, God can do it right now if he wanted to, I guess. But I could tell you a million stories about the power in my life. I can tell you how, this is a good one. I was getting ready to come here, man. I was getting ready to come do this. And I was getting ready, and I heard Caleb. I had Caleb playing, and they were playing that song, I'm going to Have a Good Day. And I said, if I dealt with the music at church, I would have this song on before I preach because it makes me feel good. And here I come in, and that song is playing, man. I was like, and that's how every day goes, though. That just don't happen every now and then. That's my everyday life, you know. But I was just laughing up there. I just couldn't stop. I was just laughing and going, man, you are wild. You're a good God. But I may be able to motivate you. You know, God is so much more than he's ever advertised, I promise you. I may be able to motivate you or inspire you for a few minutes, but at the end of each message, it's your responsibility to sustain that feeling of hope, to be a doer, not just a hearer. You know, you got to get outside that comfort zone, make it a personal thing. And that's what I was talking about earlier. You're not going to want to sometimes. You're not going to feel like reading the scripture, but that's when you ring God's phone, when you don't want to, and you step outside your comfort zone, because he sees all that. He sees everything. He knows you didn't want to, and you stepped outside of that, and you did it anyway. Then his phone starts ringing. Go, hey, God, we got one over here trying to do something out of the ordinary. He's trying to, he's not statistics, you know. He's doing something different, and God will start looking at you. Now you got his attention, and then you see it. He'll show you that you have his attention, and that encourages you. You're like, okay, I'm going to do a little more. I'm going to do a little more. And it becomes a very cool journey. But how many of you look at the Word of God? Well, okay, here's a good one, and it really got me. Have you seen the movies or the little where King Arthur? Sometimes they're animated. King Arthur is he pulls the sword. He's just a little guy. He pulls the sword. Everybody's done tried to pull the sword out. And he pulls the sword out, and it lights up, and it's powerful, man. I mean, it's just an animated illustration, but it's so much power behind that. And if you look where he's standing, that stone is in a church yard. You know, I looked after I started reading the scripture a little bit about that a double-edged sword that's living and effective, piercing the soul, spirit, and joint. It reminded me of King Arthur's little self pulling that sword out because he had heart, man. He believed it. And that's what the Word of God is. It's a double-edged sword, and you're a superhero. You're a son of God. You can do anything that you want with this, with God backing you up. You know, it's really cool to have him on your team. But you got to look at the Word like that, in that perspective. There should not be a single day that goes by where you haven't had an interesting conversation with God. This could be all that's holding you back from that next level, from that promotion, or whatever prayers you got going on. You're wondering why your prayers ain't getting answered. He don't answer your prayers just because you come to church, or just because you rebuke the devil from time to time, or just because you lift your hands up. It don't work like that. It works when you're serving him with all your heart and you're going outside your comfort zone and you ring his phone. When you ring that phone, your whole life is going to change, and everybody's going to be able to tell there's something going on with that guy, you know. Yes, sir, something's happening to me every day. This very minute, you know, something's happening to me. Prepare ahead each day to go to war with whatever's between you and your inheritance, because it's yours. At the end of the day, it's yours. If you don't get it, it's your own fault. It is yours. God give it to you. But I want to read something here. This is really encouraging to me. I put it in the front of my Bible, so when I open it, this is what some people say. Yeah, it's just a Bible, just another book. And I'll get emotional, man, reading this, because it's just powerful. Some people look at it and say, it's just a Bible, it's just another book. But no, it's not just another book. It's 66 books, 40 different authors, over 1,500 years. There's never been another book like this in history. Does that make it the Word of God? No. Just means it's worth considering. Because there has never been another book like this ever. For hundreds of years, archaeologists have used it to define the world, to find buildings, to find people, to define civilization, to find kings that didn't exist. The Bible says it's there, and they go and dig it up. Does that mean it's the Word of God? No, but it means it's historically accurate, that the people really did exist, and they really wrote down what they saw. Over 300 prophecies about what God looks like, then Jesus shows up and fulfills all 300 prophecies and says, I'm that guy. Does that mean it's the Word of God? Man, we're getting close. We're starting to get real close. He says, I'll do things that's never been done, and I'll prove to you I am who I say I am, the Son of God. He said, I'll die and come back to life. That's never been done before. So he dies. And those who were running with him, they all ran in fear. They said, I guess we were wrong. But then something happened. Something happened that made all these guys come back and be willing to be martyred. They said this. They said, I saw him die. And then I saw him come back to life. Why did he die? So that you could have a perfect life? No. He died so you didn't have to go to hell. You may say, I don't believe in a God that would send people to hell. He didn't give hell to you. That's what's so great about Christianity. He gives you all the answers. Hell was created for the devil and his angels, but it was part of the rules that he put in the nature. When he created the world, anybody that would rebel against him, this is where they would go. You know, he could have bailed out on us then, but he didn't. Instead, he came down. You know, so if anybody chooses to go to hell, it was their decision. You know, he's not going to sit there and argue with you. You know, you'll know what you've done. But that inspires me. You know, I love the Word of God. I love everybody that had a part in it. And I love all you guys. And if y'all want to pray or something, I'll pray for anybody that wants prayer. I believe in healing, hands-on healing. I believe that if you believe it in your heart tonight, I believe that whatever you're dealing with, but before you come up here, make sure that your heart's right. Don't come up here if you don't believe it, or if you just halfway believe that God can heal you, or you've heard a million sermons before and you've had prayer before. I'm telling you, God works and he's powerful. Anything I'm asking for, I've received it, and I know that he's got my back. And if somebody wants prayer, I'll pray for them. But believe it in your heart, because it's a two-way deal. You know, you can have what you want, but you got to believe it, like he said. He said, if you believe it in your heart, whatever you ask from me, you will receive it.